Welcome back, everybody, to the Crazy Agent Podcast, talking about the art of networking. This concept, this episode, I want to focus on not hiding behind a title or a company. Now, for a lot of people, they get enamored with their title. They think it's something special. And so they'll be like, I'm a blank, right? I'm a entrepreneur. I'm a mortgage lender. I'm a personal banker. I'm a private client insurance representative, broker. And so what happens is they think that their title means something to someone else, when in reality, that title is nothing but a bunch of words that mean nothing to nobody unless you're at that organization. So it reminds me a lot of times that different organizations will start creating band, based on titles. That's what we pay people. So they create these income bands, if you will. And so a lot of times at banks, someone's a VP because it correlates to a specific income band. And that's helpful for internal HR, talent acquisition. But when it comes to the public, they're not really aware. So for example, if I were to tell you, what's the difference between financial advisor, investment advisor, financial planner, wealth manager, registered rep, and sometimes even insurance agent. If I give you all those, you might say, oh, well, maybe one does one or one does that. But what you'll find is there's a variety of misunderstandings with what that title is, and thus ensues the problem. Because if you and I think that by giving out our title, we're explaining to people who we are professionally or what we do professionally, we're leaving it to their own imagination. And you never want to be able to leave it at basically your own branding and PR is done by somebody else. The other thing to think about here when it comes to hiding behind a title is the hiding behind a company. Now, some companies spend millions upon millions of dollars to market, to brand, for people to know who they are. Even in your Fortune 500, right? Let's even make it smaller. The Fortune 100. There's companies on there that people don't even have never even heard of. I remember when I was in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, I was working for a large insurance company there. They're one of the largest employers in the entire state. They had four corporate offices downtown. They did some novel things like they had free lunch for all their employees since the Great Depression. And I would tell people I'm with this company and they had never heard of it. So that's one thing just to kind of be cognizant is that the title, the company might mean something to you, but it might mean something different to them. When it comes to company though, again, never make the assumption that people know what the company is or what they do, right? So if I were to tell you I work over at Allstate, you might assume that you're in good hands with Allstate. So you might be thinking that I'm selling something when in reality, I could be in charge of the life underwriting in the corporate office. So you never want to allow people just the assumptions of what's going on based on the title or company that you represent. And so being able to explain to people why you do it, how you do it, what you do is far more powerful than that title and that company. How do you introduce yourself? Shrooms out.